I'm going to turn in the Bible today to the book of Matthew, chapter 22. This is an interesting chapter in God's Word. There were a group of Pharisees, Sadducees, and lawyers who came to our Lord and tried to trap Him in His talk, in His preaching. And they began to fire these questions at Him. The Sadducees, who did not believe in the resurrection, they asked Him this. They said, "Now, suppose a woman's married and her husband dies. She marries again and he dies, and she marries again and he dies. In the resurrection, whose wife will she be? She's had several husbands. Now, whose wife? Who will have her as a wife in the resurrection?" They didn't believe in the resurrection. Well, our Lord answered in this fashion. He said, in the resurrection, they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but are as the angels. And then the Pharisees came to Him, and they were strict legalists. They wore their phylacteries long and their borders on their garments broad. They prayed on the street corner and read the Scripture. And they, like the Pharisee praying in the temple, claimed to be without sin. And they came to Him and they said, which is the greatest law? And our Lord answered them. He said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, mind, soul, and strength. That's the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. And all the law is fulfilled in this word. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God, and thy neighbor as thyself. And then a lawyer came to Him, and he said, Is it right for the people of God to pay tribute to Caesar? In other words, pay taxes. The people of Israel were under the heel of the Roman government, and they were taxing them to death. And He said, is that right? Israel, they're God's people. They're in the kingdom of God. Is it right for them to pay taxes to a pagan, heathen dictator, Caesar? Our Lord said, do you have a coin? The man handed Him a coin. He said, whose inscription is on that coin? The man said, well, Caesar's. He said, then you render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's. And when He had put them all to silence, and it says here in Matthew 22, verse 41, and when the Pharisees were gathered together, and He had put the Pharisees and Sadducees and lawyers all to silence, Jesus asked them, the Lord Jesus asked them a question. Now you listen. Our Lord asked them, saying, what think ye of Christ? He's not saying, now, what do you think of me? He is the Christ. No question about that. But He's asking them, what do you think, you religious men, you Pharisees, you teachers of the Scripture, rulers of the Jews, your Old Testament, the Scriptures, all prophesy of the coming Christ, who's called the Messiah, who's called the Messenger of the Covenant, who's called the Redeemer of Israel. What do you think of this Christ? For whom you look, whose son is He? What think ye of Christ? Whose son is He? They quickly replied, well, He's the son of David. The Christ is the son of David. Then our Lord said, how then doth David in spirit call Him Lord? If He's David's son, why did David call Him Lord, saying, the Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou on my right hand till I make thine enemies thy footstool? They couldn't deny that. That was in their Scripture. David said, the Lord, the Father, said to my Lord, my Redeemer, my Christ, my Messiah, my representative. He said to my Lord, sit thou on my right hand. Now the Lord Jesus said, how can He be David's son and be David's Lord? How is the Christ, the Messiah, David's son and also David's God? And they couldn't answer Him. And from that moment on, they didn't ask Him any more questions. And that, my friend, is the very heart of the gospel. Can you answer that question? That's the very heart of the gospel. It's declared throughout the whole Word of God that our Christ, our Redeemer, our Messiah, is God. And yet, our Christ, our Redeemer, is a man. He's a man, and he's God. He's the God-man. Someone wrote this, the Ancient of Days. The Ancient of Days, whose goings forth have been of everlasting, became an infant of days. He who made woman was made of a woman and made under his own law. He who made the sun worked as a carpenter by candlelight. He who made the fields of wheat one day sat down on a well, hungry, while his disciples went to buy food. He who made the rivers, hanging upon a cross, a cruel cross, cried, I thirst. He who made the tree was nailed to it. How can this be? How can he be David's son according to the flesh and David's God according to the Spirit? I tell you, he's the only man who chose his own mother, who set the day and hour and place of his own birth, who determined the years of his own life and the time and the place and the hour and the way in which he would die, and then raised himself from the grave. I want to show you today the glories of that person and the glorious imperative truth throughout the Scripture of how that person can be the son of David and yet David's Lord. That's what our Lord asked the Pharisees. What think ye of Christ? Whose son is he? Well, they quickly said, he's the son of David. Well, now tell me, how did David in spirit call him Lord, saying, the Lord said to my Lord, sit thou on my right hand? I ask you, how can he be David's son and David's Lord? God. Well, I want to show you through the Scriptures how this truth is taught all the way through the Word of God. That God came to this earth in human form, in the form of a servant, in the likeness of sinful flesh, and lived on this earth and died on this earth to redeem a people, was buried and rose again, and went back to the throne. In Isaiah 7:14, now take these Scriptures down if you'd like to, or if you rather just listen and not write, then you send for the tape and you can take your time replaying and write down while the tape's playing. Isaiah 7:14, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. This will be the sign. A virgin shall conceive and bear a son. And thou shalt call his name, the name of this son, born of a woman, born of a virgin. Call his name Emmanuel. What's that mean? God with us. That's what the angel said to Mary. She said, I can't have a child. I don't know a man. He said, that holy thing conceived in your womb by the Holy Spirit shall be called the Son of God. A man, but the Son of God. David's son, yet David's Lord. Look at Isaiah 9, verse 6. Listen to this. Unto us a child is born. That's a simple matter. There are thousands of them born every day. Unto us a child is born. But watch the next line. Unto us a son is given. One who already lived. One whose goings forth are from everlasting. The Ancient of Days. A child is born, but inhabiting the body of that child is a son. The Son of God, and the government shall be on his shoulders. And his name shall be called, listen, the name of this child shall be called Wonderful, Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. No human being fits that description. Only one, David's son and David's Lord. the Christ. Jeremiah 23, verse 5. Listen to this. Jeremiah, the weeping prophet, he said, "Behold, the days come. The days will come, saith the Lord, that I'll raise up unto David from the loins of David, from the family of David. I'll raise up a righteous branch." There'll be a branch from the old family tree of David, son of David. "And in the days of that man, Judah shall be saved. And this is his name, whereby he shall be called." This branch of David, this son of David, this seed of David, this man from the loins of David that I raise up, the days are coming. Call his name, the Lord, our righteousness. Now you can't call any human, call no man Lord. One is your Lord. Call no man Father. One is your Father. And this man that God says I raise up from the seed of David is the Lord, our righteousness. Listen to Malachi 3:1. This is all the way through the Scripture. You see, this is why it's amazing that these men couldn't answer him. These were scholars, theologians, rulers of the Jews, teachers of the Scripture. And our Lord said, "What think ye of the Christ? Whose son is he?" They quickly answered, "The son of David, root of Jesse, tribe of Judah." He said, "Well, why did David call him Lord? How can he be David's son, be David's Lord?" They were dumbfounded. And from then on, they didn't ask him a thing. They didn't have enough information to ask a question. Malachi 3:1, "Behold, saith the Lord of hosts, I'll send my messenger." That's John the Baptist. "He will prepare the way before me." Listen. "And the Lord whom you seek, the Lord of whom all the prophets have written, the Lord of whom all the patterns speak, and the Lord whom you seek, the Messiah whom you seek, shall suddenly come to his temple." Think of all the times that our Lord came to that temple and they didn't know him. He spoke one day in the synagogue at Nazareth and they rose up in anger and would have killed him. And he came to the temple countless times, countless times. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own. He came to his own temple, to his own people. They received him not. Didn't know him, didn't receive him. Son of David, son of God. David's son, David's Lord. John 1, verse 1, listen. You know, you could quote this as well as I can. "In the beginning was the Word." That's God. The Word was with God and the Word was God. "And all things were made by Him. Without Him was not anything made that was made." That's talking about our Lord, our Redeemer. Now down in verse 14. "And that Word, which was with God and was God, and by whom all things were made, that Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." David's Son, flesh, David's God. One day our Lord asked His disciples, listen to this. This is Matthew 16. One day our Lord asked His disciples, He said, "Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" Out there in the world, as you're moving around in the marketplaces and down at the seashore fishing, my fame has spread throughout the area. "Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" Well, Lord, some of them say you're John the Baptist. They think John the Baptist has come back from the dead. Some of them say you're Elijah the prophet. You remember Malachi says, "Before that great and terrible day of the Lord, I'll send Elijah." They said, they think you're that Elijah. And some of them think you're one of the prophets. But he said to his disciples, "Whom do you say that I, the Son of Man, am? What think ye of Christ? Whom do you say that I am?" And Peter answered, listen. Peter replied, "Thou art the Christ. Thou art the Christ, Whom do you say that I, the Son of Man, am? You're the Christ, the Son of God. We believe and assure that thou art the Christ, the Son of God. There it is. Peter said, Son of Man, bone of our bone, flesh of our flesh, David's son. Son of God, David's Lord, and the Christ, God's anointed. That's who he is. He's the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord, King, Jesus, our priest, sacrifice, and King. Lord Jesus Christ, and Redeemer. Let's go back to the Scriptures now again. What think ye of Christ? How can he be David's son and be David's Lord? When Peter preached at Pentecost, Acts 2, verse 36, he stood before all of these people of Israel from all the nations, and he said, Ye men of Israel, hear my words. Ye men of Israel, now hear my words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man, Jesus of Nazareth. We know who he is. He's from Nazareth. He's the carpenter. He's the son of Mary. That's what you've said all these years. A man. But a man approved of God among you, as you also know, with miracles and wonders and signs. One of your own said, Nicodemus said, no man could do these miracles except God be with him. A man approved of God among you, as you know, with miracles and wonders and signs. God delivered him into your hands, and you with wicked hands have crucified him. You with wicked hands have crucified and slain. Therefore, ye men of Israel, let all the house of Israel know that God hath made that same Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ. That man, son of David, is the Lord, the Son of God, and he's the Christ. Now, Israel had, they had three offices, main offices. They had a prophet, sent of God, a priest, sent of God, and a king. Moses was a prophet. Aaron was a priest. David was a king, just as a picture. Prophet, priest, and king. All the prophets, God spake to our fathers with the prophets. The priest offered sacrifices and things pertaining to God for the people. The king ruled over them. No man ever held those three offices. A man was a prophet, but he wasn't a priest or a king. A man was a king, but he wasn't a prophet or a priest. One man held all those offices. Jesus Christ, Jesus the Son of God, the seed of David, is our prophet. That prophet talked about in Deuteronomy. He's our priest forever after the order of Melchizedek, and he's our king. He's our King of kings and Lord of lords. You see what Scripture says? Can you answer that question? What think ye of Christ? How can he be David's son and be David's Lord? In the book of Romans, the Apostle Paul, and I call Romans the gospel. If you want to get acquainted with the gospel of God, read the book of Romans. Justification by faith. The gospel of God. All right. In the book of Romans, Paul opens the book with this glorious foundational truth. The heart of the gospel, that Jesus the Christ is David's son and David's Lord. Now, I want to show you this. So would you open your Bible to the book of Romans and look at verse 1. Romans 1, verse 1. Paul, that's the writer, a servant, a bond slave of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, called of God to be an apostle, separated to the gospel of God, which is no new gospel. It's the gospel, the ancient gospel, prophesied by our fathers, given to us in the Old Testament Scriptures, concerning his son. See verse 3? I'm separated to the gospel of God concerning his son, who was made of the seed of David, according to the flesh, and declared to be the Son of God by the Spirit of holiness. That's the way Paul starts the book of Romans. Jesus the Christ is made of the seed of David according to the flesh. That's how he was born into this world, through the house and lineage of David. Mary, his mother, who bore him, was in line for the throne of David. Joseph, her husband, who was not the father of Christ, he was conceived by the Holy Spirit. But Joseph also was in the line of Christ, in the line of David. So he's made of the seed of David. According to the flesh, he's David's son. He's the heir to the throne of Israel. But he's declared, he's made the seed of David by birth, but he's declared to be the Son of God according to the Spirit of holiness. David's son, David's God, our Christ. Now, one other scripture. Over in 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. Here the Apostle Paul says, without controversy, there's no debate on this matter. There's no argument on this issue. Without controversy, great is this mystery of godliness. It's a mystery that has to be revealed, has to be taught us by the Holy Spirit, because eye hath not seen and ear hath not heard, neither hath it entered the heart of man the things God through Christ has prepared for them that love Him. But He's revealed them unto us by Spirit. And so Paul says, without controversy, great is this mystery of godliness. Listen, God was manifest in the flesh. Almighty God was made a man. God took on Himself human flesh. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus our Lord, who thought it not robbery to be equal with God, yet made Himself of no reputation, and took upon Himself the likeness of sinful flesh, and was made for a while in the form of a servant, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. That's a mystery. God was manifested in human flesh. Listen, justified in the Spirit. What does that word justified mean? Vindicated. Vindicated. What He claimed was true. He proved it by His words. He proved it by His works. He proved it by His resurrection. Vindicated in the Spirit. Seen of the angels. Angels do not pay a whole lot of attention to what we do. But everything Christ did, the angels were involved. When His birth was announced to Joseph and Mary, the angels came and announced it. When He was born in Bethlehem, the angels, a host, a heavenly host, appeared to the shepherds and said, unto you is born in the city of David a Savior. When our Lord was tempted in the garden, or rather on the mountain by Satan, the angels ministered to Him. When He wept and prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane, the angels ministered to Him. When the women came to the tomb on that Sunday morning, expecting to anoint a dead body, the stone was rolled away from the tomb, and two angels sat on the stone, and they said to the women, why are you seeking the living among the dead? He's not here, He's risen. The angels announced His resurrection. And then when the disciples stood out there that 50 days later, and watched the Lord Jesus ascend back to heaven, the angels appeared to them and said, He'll be back. Ye men of Galilee, why do you stand gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you, shall so come in like manner as you've seen Him go. Great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, vindicated in the Spirit, seen of the angels, ministered to by the angels, preached to the Gentiles. This is our message. Believed on in the world and received up into glory. Oh, there's so many scriptures that tell us who He is. God was in Christ reconciling the world to Himself. The disciples said to Him, when they show us the Father, He said, he that has seen me has seen the Father. How sayest thou, show us the Father? He said in John 10, I and my Father one. Under the Son, God says, let the holy angels of God worship Him. Under the Son, He said, thy throne, O God, is forever. Paul said, there's one God and one mediator between God and men, the man, Christ Jesus. And Paul in the book of Hebrews said this, listen, God, who at sundry times and in different manners spake to our fathers by the prophets, He hath, in these last days spoken to us by His Son, the God-man, by His Son, whom He hath appointed heir over all things, by whom He made the worlds, who is the brightness of His glory, who's the exact image of His person, who upholdeth all things by the word of His power, who by Himself purged our sins, who is sat down at the right hand of God. That's what I think of Christ. What think ye of Christ? David's Son and David's God. The Lord Jesus Christ. King, priest, prophet. All things to the believer. Our mediator.